subject, women telling too much at the funeral. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband passed away in April of this year. At the funeral, two females approached my children, stating that they have other siblings. My children were shocked and later told me about it, and I was extremely upset. I did not know about the other children. In the past, I questioned my husband and asked him if he was having an affair, and he said no. I knew he was not telling the truth, but I did not have proof. He always paid the bills in our home and took care of our children, so I did not push the issue anymore. My question is this: why would these women destroy children's lives by telling them about the other children at their father's funeral? Are they just trying to disgrace their family or just disrespect their mother? I never met the two women, but if they had some issues, they should have approached me and not my children. What kind of women would do something like this at a funeral? My children are now receiving counseling. Well, first, very sorry for your loss. Our condolences for your loss. I don't care if it was at a funeral, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, whatever the occasion. There just is no good time to approach somebody with devastating news like this. And I see why your children are in counseling. I mean, this is a life-changing situation here. It can be shocking, and obviously it was. I mean, they're trying to grieve their father right now, and here come these crazy women. Yeah, they were out of order, and I believe they did come not to pay their respects to your late husband, but to disrespect you and your kids. They wanted to disrupt. They wanted to cause trouble. And you are right. They should have come to you. You know, do some investigating. Find out who the kids are and all of that. And at some point, I guess they're going to have to meet. But hopefully the counseling is doing what it's supposed to do. And, you know, things like this happen in families all the time. It happened to me. They'll get through it. And they'll be fine, but it is shocking and it is devastating. And I'm
Shirley,
glad
what you
put
mean
them in
it happened to you?
I told you that.
No, you ain't
not
told
at
what?
Not at the funeral, but I found out when I was 18 that I had another brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was you meant it happened at the funeral.
No. Just finding out you have other siblings.
That's devastating?
Yes, it's devastating.
Okay.
To me and my mom, it was extremely devastating.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
But they'll be fine. Steve, your turn.
Okay. Women telling too much at the funeral. Two females approached my children, stating that they have other siblings. My children were shocked and later told me about it. I was extremely upset. I didn't know about the other children. In the past, I questioned my husband and asked him if he was having an affair. He said no. First of all, let's let this be a lesson to everyone.
What? Say it.
All the men out there, listen. You must learn from this man and his death. He took the lie to the grave.
Yeah.
You must take your lie to the grave.
Is he your role model?
Well, right now he's my hero.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
He took that lie to the grave, which is my suggestion. If you're going to lie, ride your lie all the way out.
Take it to the grave.
Now, see, he ain't got to deal with it.
Mm. Oh.
Why? Because he took it to his grave.
Oh,
now, here's the problem. The hateful part is these two heifers took this to them kids. They should have came to the woman if they was woman enough. See, the brave thing for these women to do was go to the other woman. See, but you know that would have created something else. So they took the cowardly route, and they told the children that they have other siblings. My question is this. Why would these women destroy children's lives by telling them about the children at their father's funeral? What kind of woman would do something like this at a funeral? What do you mean, what kind of woman would do something like this at a funeral? The same kind of woman that sleeps with your husband. That's what kind of woman. I don't understand the surprise here. Ain't these the same two chicks that was having an affair with your husband while you were married and now has come in and told them that they have some other siblings? Unless they had the siblings before you got married to them and you had the baby last. Or are all these kids around the same age? You got to figure that part out. But your one thing you have to do is have a conversation with these women. Because you got to get down to some dates and some time so you can know what's happening here. Because it may not be nothing to be upset about. If he had the kids before you got married, then it ain't no need of your kids tripping into all this here stuff. Now, you say that the children are now receiving counseling. Okay. Now, this counseling thing. This must be some surprising news from the kids, but life is going to become even more surprising later on. So y'all go to counseling and get this out. If these are facts, then it is what it is. And there's a very, very simple way to do this. Birth certificates, DNA, they got everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can prove out all of this right here. So that's a very simple process. I don't think this letter's all that difficult at all. I think that we're dealing with some women who have come out of the woodwork because if there is a chance of any insurance money being passed out, thus the announcement at the funeral. You can't let it go any further because you have to know that if there's some money to be dispersed a la insurance, we have rights because he has children too. It's always about some money. Always. You believe that, Shirley?
Absolutely.
That's what I think of that. I think it got something to do with money. So, you know, once money enters the game. And then other than that, they just trifling. Mm-hmm. Because why didn't they mention it until now?
Yeah.
You're going to walk up to some kids talking about you got some brothers and sisters. Well, I don't want them.
No.
Yeah, we ain't been cool up to now. What is this for?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.